I have the Junior City Council's Deputy Junior Mayor, Alessia Marcus, and Sub-Council Chair, Thamna Kulati. And so it's time for the second interview. As I said earlier, we are wrapping up Youth Month in style. In the last broadcast, their colleague, Ihan Smith, Junior Chief Whip from Cape Town's Junior City Council, was interviewed telephonically by Talita on politics and jazz with Sadi. Live with us is the Junior City Council's Deputy Mayor, Alessia Marcus, and Sub-Council Chair, Thamna Kulati. Cape Town's Junior City Council, or JCC, is a non-political program that aims to create the sense of civic responsibility among the youth. It aims to develop young people's skills and self-image so that they can become confident in their abilities to bring out change. I will be talking to Alessia and Thamna about the JCC and their roles in the organization. So, is there anything in the introduction I forgot to mention?
No, not at all. You were spot on.
Can you please both tell me, what is the role of the Junior City Deputy Mayor?
Well, I am the Junior Deputy Mayor. I'm Alessio Marcus. I'm 15 years of age. I attend Beacon Hill Secondary School in Mitchell's Plain. And as I stated before, I'm the Deputy Junior Mayor of the City of Cape Town. So I'll tell you about my two main functions. So my first function is to stand in for the Mayor when she is not available or when she is absent or sick. And my second function is to advise the Mayor on any decisions that get taken place in Council, etc.
And what is the role of the Sub-Council Chair?
Well, my name is Thamna Kulati from Plumstead High School. I stay in Mitchell's Plain. I will talk about my three roles. My first one is I have the responsibility to ensure that projects are implemented and for organizing sub-council meetings. And I have to manage discipline, behavior of councillors in the sub-council meetings. And I also have to submit concerns of the councillors to the chief whip.
And if a child wants to be part of the council, how do they go about?
Well, the education department sends out applications form to the different schools stating that they need to nominate two learners for the junior city councillors' positions. The learners will then have to obviously state why they want to be a part of the JCC within the specific application form. And if they get shortlisted by the JCC coordinator, the JCC coordinator will then send an email to confirm that they are a part of the JCC.
Today we are wrapping up Youth Month. Why should Youth Month be celebrated?
Well, you know, the 16th of June 1976 which happens to be Youth Day, played a crucial role within South Africa's history, you know. Each and every young person and young youth who protested fought against the oppression of apartheid within the education sector in order for themselves to get better education, but not only for them, but for the next generation, which happens to be us. And as a result of them standing up and speaking up for what they believe in, many of them lost their lives. So I just think that it's a very celebratory moment for us as the young youth to just celebrate the lives of those young people who fought for our rights of this generation as well.
And what are your views on the youth of 2019?
To be entirely honest with you, I feel like the youth of this generation, which I'm very fortunate to be a part of, we are more stronger than ever, you know. We have all of the resources at our fingertips and all of the knowledge as well. I just don't feel like many of us are using these specific resources and our knowledge to the best of our ability, and that holds us back. You know, many young people feel like they don't have a voice, so they hide behind social media, etc. But I urge you to come out and be a leader, purely because the leaders of today will not be serving us in 20 to 30 years' time to come. We will be serving our country.
As children, what rights do we have?
Okay, so I think the most important right that children have is the right to education. Like, if you have education, you have the key to everything in life. So I think the most important right, besides food and shelter, it is the right to education.
Any last words?
Oh, I would like to say that anything that you have in mind, if you have a dream, if you want to become something, you can achieve it. I know it sounds like a cliche, but dream, dream, and dream.
Yes, and... Oh.
No, it's fine.
No, go away.
Carry on.
Okay, well, you know, my last words to the youth within the 21st century is plain and simple. I've stated multiple times within my school and otherwise that us as young people have choices, you know, and we all must make rational, well-reasoned, coherent choices, because we can either make the bad choices, enjoy ourselves now, but then suffer the consequences later, or we can, as I said, make the right choices and as a result, enjoy the pleasures of life.
Thank you. That was a very informative interview. I really enjoyed it. How did you like it?
Thank you. I enjoyed myself. Thank you.
I enjoyed myself tremendously. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.